You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Athens, Alabama, at the Stacy Wolf Breast Cancer Foundation packing party. I have Stacy Wolf with me right now, and I'm so excited to be here. They had just finished a Bible study, and now they've got other ladies coming in, and some of those ladies who were involved with the Bible study are packing as well. Stacy, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
So glad to have you. I want the Stacy Wolf experience, the life experience, and you've got some lessons, I'm sure, that some listeners need to hear.
Oh, yeah.
And those who haven't experienced breast cancer and those who may in the future, there are some things here that maybe can bring them some comfort and some encouragement. encouragement. I hope that that's what can come out of the show today.
Oh, I hope so, too. I hope so, too. I'm glad to be here and willing to share whatever you want.
Born and raised in Athens?
I was not. No, I was born in Memphis, Tennessee. We've been in the North Alabama area for almost 18 years, but we moved to Athens 9 years ago in August. So we're a part of this community through our church. We go to Lindsay Lane,
okay.
And we've been at the church for almost 18 years. So we've been in the Athens community, I guess you'd say, but heavily and deeply involved for the past 9 years.
What was your upbringing like coming out of Memphis, Tennessee?
My dad's a pastor, and so I grew up as a preacher's kid, and we moved around a lot, longest I ever lived anywhere until North Alabama was every 4 years, and so I was always making new friends, doing new things, and graduated high school from Monroe, Michigan. So I moved from Michigan back to the South to come to college, and have been in the South ever since. So
my granddad was a preacher, and he raised me, and we traveled a lot too. We went to different congregations over the years. Fortunately, we were able to stay within the North and Central Alabama area.
Yeah.
And I ultimately came back to Athens because I love North Alabama so much.
Yes.
And I'd asked my grandparents, could we please come back? And I was a fourth grader when we left. And by the time I was a ninth grader, I was begging, please, let's come back to North Alabama. And he did take a preaching job in North Alabama. And he passed away of cancer himself when I was 18 years old.
Mm.
I was at the University of Alabama at the time. And so it was just a hard, difficult road for him, kidney dialysis. And my grandmother, she never gave up hope that maybe something would happen where he could survive, but it wasn't meant to be. But, you know, we think about the impact that cancer has on our lives and the sudden changes that happened in our lives because of that. Everything's going smoothly. Everything's going great. We feel, you know, wonderful life, and then suddenly you get this news.
Yes.
It just rocks your world.
Absolutely. It was the call that I say you never want to get. But I got that call October the 7th, 2019. I had been for a mammogram, felt a knot, that sort of thing, and really had built up in my mind, it's nothing. It's just another, you know, benign fatty cyst. That's what I had always been told. But I got the call October 7th, told me I had breast cancer. My grandmother passed away at the age of 51 from breast cancer. And so it was something that I knew was in our family. But it does. It rocks your world. Telling my kids, telling my family, it was not at all the road that I thought I would be going down. And immediately within a month, I had a double mastectomy. It had spread to my lymph nodes. So a week later after that surgery, I had lymph node removal. And then a month later started chemo. I went through chemo in 2020, over 12 weeks, and then I followed with 33 radiation treatments. And so in 2020, I was told in the middle of COVID that I was cancer-free. Everything had taken place and was good. And so I thought, you know, I was on the road to recovery. We're good. Let's move on past this. But then in June of 2021, through some troubles with pneumonia and what we thought was, you know, just some sickness from that, they found out that my cancer had returned and it had metastasized to my lungs and to my bones. And so I started new treatments and went through that pill chemotherapy for a year. And then this past July, we learned that that was no longer working. My cancer was growing. And so I started back on chemotherapy through infusion treatments in October of 2022. And I'm currently on that indefinitely. It's something that I do every 3 weeks. And it's a newer medicine, but so far through my scans, it's showing that it is working. And our prayer obviously is for complete healing, but God has done some amazing things through this journey over the past 3 years and is allowing things like the foundation to take place that just blows my mind. It keeps my focus on the good rather than the bad days that I go through. So it's been a blessing in the most unique way, I will say that.
When you talk about the blessing of this, and it would be hard for some people to say that this is a blessing, when you look at your life pre-cancer versus post-cancer, what type of life are you living now versus that?
Great question. One of intentionality, one of seizing the day. My husband and I have dreams. I have a bucket list, and we are marking things off. I went skydiving. Actually, it was on a bucket list.
In
and
Coleman?
I went in Maui, Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Of all places.
Okay.
It was amazing. And so I've been able to do that. I've wanted to go and swim with the pigs in Exuma, Bahamas. We did that last year. We're just always dreaming and wanting to do what we can and saving towards that. But also just looking for the roses. I say it's something we taught our kids at a young age. At the end of their day, we'd ask them what their roses and their thorns were. And the hard things are easy to find. And the thorns, we can easily point those out. But it's sometimes hard to find the roses, and there's always a rose to be found. So through teaching our kids that, now we're living that and every day looking for the rose that God's given us. And the thorns are still easy to find. There's some pretty yucky days that I go through, but the foundation being a big rose allows us good things to focus on.
And when I walked into the house, there were a lot of roses in this house.
Yes.
And that support that you can receive from your friends, from people who are part of your church group, that has to be very helpful to you, and you stay busy. Obviously, you go from one thing to the next, it sounds like.
Well, during good days, I do, yes. Okay. But it's amazing the amount of support and the network that God's put us around, and that's where the foundation really came from, because I had so much support from people, and I wanted to provide the same to others who might not have that. But yes, I have an amazing group of friends who have brought us meals, cleaned my house, taken care of my kids when we first started this, when they needed more help, you know, and done things that I might not be able to do on the regular. And they're showing up all the time. And so a huge blessing for sure.
I was just sent a message last night that the principal from Harvest has been diagnosed with cancer.
Yes.
And the treatments that he needs, he's going to have to travel to Germany.
Yeah.
I believe he's also part of Lindsay Lane group.
Yes.
And that's something that I shared through the Mark White Show, because different people have different needs at this time, but they need to know that we care about them.
Right.
Everybody doesn't have the same support system, and some people are struggling differently. And I do try to let my show be an avenue to say, there are people who care about you.
Yeah.
There are people who are here to support you. What do you need? Tell me what you need so that we can try to bring people together to make that happen.
Yeah. And we do know the Gunnels. Chris and Kendall Gunnels are good friends of ours, and even talked to them yesterday, and they're in a unique spot of seeking a treatment plan that isn't here in the U.S. So that makes it its own challenge, and financially challenging, because they're having to look at something that's not, you know, provided here. And so I love that you do that. And that's what the foundation, what we want to do is just provide help and hope for them, to let them know you're not alone. You're not walking this journey by yourself. We're here to support you and do all that we can.
What led to packing parties, Stacey?
Packing parties became something when I had a lot of people wanting to be a part of the foundation. How can I help? What can I do? And we have so many people that donate and that have provided support financially. But I wanted to provide hands-on and allow them to feel a part of this. So we pack chemo bags and send them out regularly. But we started last year with Mother's Day boxes of sunshine. Then we did Father's Day boxes of encouragement. And this year, for the first time, we're doing the You Are Love boxes for Valentine's Day. And I thought, what better way to involve other people, let them know that they can be a part and support it. And as simple as packing a box, but it comes with so much personal love. We can put a personal touch to it, and we can all come together to pray over those boxes as we get ready to send them out. So I think it's just a fun way to all be together and doing this.
And 40 boxes today?
40 boxes today, yes.
Who do these go to?
We have 25 boxes that have, well, 26 as of today, that have been claimed as far away as Oklahoma, one going to Niagara Falls, New York, and a lot within the area, another one going to Marco Island, Florida. And then we're taking 14 of them to CCI, where I receive my treatments every third Friday. I'll take those to be given to actual chemo patients in their chairs, because if you're sitting in a chair, as I do every 3 weeks, it's a pretty dark day. It can be discouraging. So when you are handed something filled with love, especially, and hope, it can bring a smile, and that's what we want to do.
And certainly you've had to have been encouraged by this to keep doing it because obviously people are telling you how much they appreciate the care packages.
Absolutely, absolutely. And especially our chemo bags that we send out, those go to patients and anyone can request those through our website and they can have those sent anywhere across the country. And we have sent those literally from one coast to the other, but it includes items that helped me during chemo and that continue to help me now. And we send those out to provide them right away something that they can carry, a bag that says hope, that they can carry to their treatments, but including items that they can have with them on hand as they're going through their treatments. And we have been encouraged. We've heard great testimony about how those who have received them have been encouraged, how it's brought a smile. We did the Father's Day boxes of encouragement last year and had a gentleman whose wife has had cancer for 7 years and she's been going through treatments, and it was the first time he has been loved on through this. So that's why the mission of our foundation, to support, encourage, and meet the immediate needs of cancer patients and their families. The caregivers, just like my husband and my family, need to be loved on and supported as well. So we try to do that.
Let's talk about the caregivers in the next segment. And I also want to talk about how people where they are can start something similar. They may have a vision of what they can do to help their community when it comes to breast cancer or any other cancer. Someone may be struggling to say, I really want something to do. And maybe you can share some things that can help someone get started, okay?
Okay.
Folks, right now we're coming to you from Athens, Alabama. I'm with Stacy Wolf, the founder of Stacy Wolf Breast Cancer Foundation. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Hard all day, finishes up early.
away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants Dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, on location in Athens, Alabama, with Stacy Wolf, the founder of Stacy Wolf Breast Cancer Foundation. We're glad to have her with us on the show today. We talked about her situation with breast cancer and how she has battled through. We talked about the care packages. We're at a packing party right now as some ladies have come over to help. 40 people are receiving boxes this year, and the theme is...
You are loved.
You are loved. What an important message to people who are going through some very dark times. And I know, Stacy, this is for you. You've had some dark times because you've mentioned that. You've alluded to it. But you do, on the days that are bright and good, you're able to do some things that are very special.
Absolutely. I do. I take advantage of the good days and want to do all that I can. People say I maybe do too much. I don't know. Maybe I do. But when you're having to sit still for 7, 8, 10 days at a time, you're going to want to run around on the other days that you have. So I definitely take advantage of those.
On the struggling days, and you have family members who obviously love and care about you, It takes its toll on each individual differently.
Yes.
And your battle, you have children that want mama's attention and a husband who needs his wife's attention. But at the same time, you're trying to get better, and you have to depend on family members to be able to help you through this.
Yes. When I was first diagnosed in 2019, my parents lived 3 hours away. Our oldest daughter had just started college, and our other two were in high school. And so it was a challenge to allow them to still live their lives as far as our children, but get the help that I needed, because I was really in a bad place at the time. And my mom would come and live with us for weeks on end and take care of me. My husband would be at every single appointment and treatment. But it was something that I saw they needed to be loved on as well as me. I was being taken care of by them and by so many friends, but they were having to just walk the road and process things on their own. So that's one thing that I really felt. I wanted people to know, as they're walking with their family member, you know, you're not alone. There are people here to help support you and encourage you when needed.
I have a friend, his name is Peter Rosenberger, and he has Hope for the Caregiver, and he takes care of his wife, who's quadriplegic. And, you know, in that situation, he shares the responsibility, but he also shares how they help each other. And you can gain strength from a person like yourself, Stacy, as your children watch what you've battled and gone through. You have to know that showing your strength through this is something that they will carry with them through their life. And so when something happens in a struggle, something happens that's hard and difficult, they think about their mom and how you fought this.
I really pray. And that has been my prayer. My prayer specifically for my kids from the very beginning is that they will see how God loves us and how he provides and cares for us, even in our darkest days, and that they will never forget all that he's done during this journey. And so our oldest is now a senior in college. Our middle daughter is a freshman at UNA. And our oldest son, our youngest baby, I should say, and only son, he is a senior in high school getting ready to go off. But that's been my prayer for them. They have watched a lot of people love on us. And I pray that as they face things in their own life, that they'll remember God's going to walk through them and take care of them. But they can be that encouragement and hope for others as they encounter situations in their own life.
We learn empathy,
yes.
Do we not? When we go through these struggles, we learn, and we may not have gone through the same circumstances, the same challenge, but yet, because of what we've gone through and how we hurt, how we felt that pain, we want to help others because we don't want people to feel like that.
Yeah.
And if you see somebody, I'm sure, Stacy, that's struggling, that's suffering and hurting, you want to heal the hurt. You want to try to help them where you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, especially with cancer. I think it's nothing we can take away. There's nothing we can do to fix it and make it better per se, but we can always encourage and bring a smile. And that's the hope that, you know, I want to do through the foundation and just in conversation as I'm allowed and able to do so.
Let's talk a little bit about the ladies who are helping today, who came together. How did you form this group? How did they come to want to be a part of this?
They are all sweet, dear friends of mine, honestly. Our board is made up of several members, but three of my sweetest and dearest friends who started with me in 2019 and would be here every dark day are on the board. And so they are with me when we pack chemo bags and things like that. But as far as the packing party, it's friends from church, from our Connect group and community that said, you know, we want to help. We want to be a part of things. So I just started a volunteer list and kind of kept that and reach out to them when it comes time to do something, saying, hey, here's the opportunity. If you can join us, come and be a part. And so without question, they're jumping in and they're here today with smiles. And it just makes my heart happy seeing all of them.
And that leads me to people who might not be in this area, mm-hmm. who may live somewhere else, and they're listening and they're trying to find where they fit. Mm-hmm. Where can they make a difference? And so many people out there want to, but they don't necessarily know how to take that first step.
Yeah.
What would you tell a person who wants to make an impact, say, with care packages like this and have a packing party?
I would love for them to be a part with the foundation, first and foremost. I think that's the avenue the Lord allowed us to take, and we can use help from anywhere in the country. We have some businesses that have done gather goods for our chemo care bags that we send out to chemo patients on the regular with gas cards and stuff like that. So they could collect items and they could be a part of it that way, or they could ask what we needed and have their own packing party, and then we could get the items and send to those who needed it. But if they're wanting to do something within their own community on their own, I just say, look around you. There are so many people who have cancer, unfortunately, and we all know and have been touched and see people who have that diagnosis within their lives. And I say, all you need to do is just love on them. There are things that that are easy to do, like the You Are Love boxes. It's a simple little heart-shaped bowl filled with goodies and a gift card to say you're loved, you're not alone, you're being thought of. And that simple act lets somebody be reminded and encouraged on one of the dark days. So I think anybody that wants to do anything to love on people, it's as simple as just reaching out and helping them.
Stacy Wolf, I want you to be with your ladies today, and I appreciate your time sharing about Stacy Wolf Breast Cancer Foundation and sitting here and talking about this. I know it's going to be an encouragement to someone listening right now. So thank you for inviting me into your home to share your story and to be an encouragement to other people today through the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here.
Folks, we've been talking to Stacy Wolf here in Athens, Alabama, the Stacy Wolf Breast Cancer Foundation. I hope you'll find out more. And Stacy, send us to a website or send us to Facebook, social media.
Our website is SWBC, stands for the Stacy Wolf Breast Cancer Foundation. So SWBCFoundation.com. And there on the website, you can find out how to send gifts to those affected by cancer and how to support and donate.
Excellent. Thank you again, Stacy.
Thank you.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by the show today, and we'll try to make a difference where you can. We try to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. And I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.